on maynard.com.au. Hey, you!
And now let's clean it up with a new segment called Oprah's Vajayjay.
Oprah's Vajayjay.
Say, Oprah, how's your vajayjay?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in the same bar that I was ignored by Seinfeld in a few years ago when he met a hot girl who turned out to be in Penthouse magazine a few months later. But right now I'm with Joel McHale. Amazing man. He has played Jimmy Olsen in every single version of the Superman movie. He is on the E Channel. He drives an E car. He owns an E phone. And of course his favourite drug is magic mushrooms.
Thank you. That's the best introduction I've ever had in my life.
I'll use that for everybody.
Thank you. So I don't know the difference, and it's just tremendous. No wonder Seinfeld ignored you.
You are actually one of the, well, apart from Danny Minogue, you are actually a celebrity that isn't one.
That's exactly right. I am a non-celebrity.
Some people go, oh, Joel, yeah, man, we were stoned in New York watching him when he first started on The Soup. Or people go, who is this man? What is the E Channel? Why do you pay to watch television?
Right. I would like to know the answer to all those questions. Why would you pay for television?
You have to submit yourself to watching all the rubbish, because The Soup is basically condensing stuff that other people don't want to watch.
Yeah.
You do it so we don't have to.
Exactly right. And I mean, I get paid to do it. So I know I have a very good reason to do it, thank God. And I'm just glad that we can save some time for some people.
How does your hot wife feel about this? Because in your bio, you say that you have a hot wife.
Yes. Sometimes doesn't like when I go away on weekends to do stand-up, but then I bring a check home and she's very happy. I spend most of my time being exhausted.
I would go and see you because I like your work on The Soup. But where does your material come from? What sort of comic are you? Are you a prop comic, observational, or occasionally funny?
That's a good question. I guess the funny would be up to the person listening, because sometimes it's just a monologue. Half of it is pop culture, is almost all Soup stuff, kind of stuff we cover, and I can go more in depth than I do in the show because the show is 21 minutes long.
And you can also, you don't get sued too.
Well, maybe I could. Maybe that's a challenge. Are you challenging me? So, and then the rest of it is me talking about my family.
Well, a one-year-old would certainly have a bit of humor there.
Oh, there's a lot, because he shits himself.
Poo jokes. Do your kids recognize you when you come back from being away?
They're beginning not to, because I'm gone away more now. It's always nice, because they go, hi, Mr. McHale. So they address me very formally. I love it. My son loves trains, so we just run around looking for trains to hang out on.
Does that explain why you've got the train channel on the show so often?
You mean I love toy trains?
Yes, sorry.
I wish there was a train channel because my son would be entertained 24 hours a day. Yeah, I Love Toy Trains is a terrific show. Exciting.
I Love Toy Trains, one of the most popular children's series in the country.
How do you relax?
White wine, mostly red wine.
Who is the person who hates you the most? I mean, I imagine you've probably seen Ryan Seacrest naked a couple of times in the E Gym, which must be an amazing place. Who is a celebrity that you've riled to the point where you just don't do material on them because you know it's not going to be good?
No one. We have not held back on anyone.
Okay, so who are you pissed off the most then?
I guess you could say most recently would be Mickey Rourke. He wanted to slap me.
Wow.
Because he thought I made fun of his dog. But we really didn't. We actually paid tribute to his dog, and he got upset by it.
For as many say it was a pretty gay-friendly Oscars, we think it could have been even gay-friendlier. Here's how. Tribute to Mickey Rourke's Chihuahua.
If you see him, tell him he's going to get a smack in the face.
This is going to be rare, but Mickey, we in no way intended to make fun of the loss of your pet. We were making fun of how Chihuahuas are popular in the gay community by way of example.
A Chihuahua!
Oh my God, it's fabulous.
He's adorable!
It's definitely the
I want to take him to Ibiza!
So apparently he wants to slap me, which I would be happy to receive if it was a pay-per-view event.
Wow, you think he's been around that long and, you know, he got through 9.5 weeks, you know?
Yeah, and he got through Wild Orchid.
And, well, who is the person who can take the joke the most? I mean, you've had Danny Bonaducci on your show.
Because what I got is hard enough for you. I'm gay.
He's come on and do stuff.
The Kardashians, I think that of all the people, especially of E! Shows, I mean, we've dished it out the most to them. I guess the Girls Next Door and Hef as well. But they came on the show, and they were great sports. They were delightful women, and I really liked them, actually. So even though some of the stuff they do in the show is ridiculous.
Even though you're dealing with pop rubbish and the content is kind of rubbishy, you can't help liking the people sometimes.
When they've come on the show, I'm like, hey, they're kind of cool. Too bad about that sex tape, but, you know, they're really cool.
Over here in Australia, it's a bit unfathomable to us. There's this whole family on television, and I think the father was in Can't Stop the Music, I think. for the village people. YMCA, he's fantastic in that. I'm surprised you haven't shown that on your show. Can't Stop the Music.
That's the name of
the village people disco film.
No, I know the film.
Yeah, well, he was in it.
How could you just up and quit your job like that?
Why not? I'm the lawyer for the hottest new group in show business, the Village People.
Yeah, you should check out the shower scene during YMCA, because there's a bit of action in the...
Can't Stop the Music, starring Steve Guttenberg, and check it out. That's if I can get through it without vomiting, yeah.
From here, we see like things like Kim Kardashian, they're going to be a whole show on them. And Kendra, I don't quite get that either. It was interesting while she was at the mansion, and now she's sort of going to save her dog from the pool.
The Australians are watching the Kardashians, and they watch the Playboy Mansion, so they're going to probably watch Kendra. As do the Americans, so we're united in that.
What's the one reality show that you really haven't been able to figure out? Well, why is this even on television? There's a few of them, I'm sure, but what's the rock bottom?
It's a different question between what's rock bottom and what is...
I see.
What's the point of it being on?
Because rock bottom can be great, particularly for your show.
Well, yes. I mean, like Being Bobby Brown, which was on a few years ago with Whitney Houston, and you saw the downward spiral that was. I mean, that was incredible. Or Britney Spears' show, where they filmed it themselves, which was just horrific to watch because they were swinging the cameras around and then completely vapid with what they were saying. But then you get shows like Pants Off Dance Off, which I don't think made it here. It's just people standing in front of their favorite videos stripping for $200.
That's a great catchphrase.
My name is Agent N. I'm 27 years old. I live in Hackensack, New Jersey. I'm a student. And I'm pantsing today because I'm an exhibitionist.
All these shows have very loose points that they're trying to make. And they usually make them, no matter how stupid they are. But it's the ones that you go that are drive you up the wall that are really... Like, Big Brother drives me up the wall.
I've never been able to come at it. It's just basically being trapped in a caravan with people you don't like for a weekend.
Yeah, and then in the American version, they just sit and they whisper and they conspire. And I just whispering and conspiring and for an entire show, which means it's horrible human beings and boring human beings. And it just, I can't get through it.
You got a high art show you watch? Do you like to watch the history of the Civil War or something?
Is
there something you need to cleanse, PBS or something?
I love a lot of dramas and comedies, but I was a history major in college, so I love that History Channel. I love the Discovery Channel. They have great reality shows like Deadliest Catch and Dirty Jobs and stuff like that. I like Anthony Bourdain's show. I like Andrew Zimmern's show.
He's the only chef or travel show I can watch because he's got attitude. Actually, what is a reality show you would like to do? You seem to know the formula. You're on the right channel.
Right.
Why do those girls on the update look like a drug dealer and two hookers, by the way, on the E! Channel?
Well, you mean the news?
Yeah. I was tuning in the other day and I noticed, hey, he's unshaven. And the girls always look like they've got the $1,000 an hour outfits on.
I don't know who you're talking about. Who's unshaven? Jason Kennedy, maybe? I don't know. Well, I'm not going to tell Giuliani you told her she looks like a prostitute. But
No. A high-class one. Most like TV newsreaders, actually, except they're standing up so you can see the whole outfit.
Right. Mm. Thank God you can see it. I wish Kitty Couric in America would do that.
And what would be your reality show? What do you reckon, the surefire one? You make pilots every 10 minutes,
yes.
Which can be pretty defeating on the soul, really, because you go, hey, I'm going to do this thing.
No, it's the way it goes. I've stopped getting happy or sad about them.
Now, what's your secret? I love asking people like this, the roller coaster of the media. How do you handle it?
Tap into my lizard brain that only responds to heat and cold. So I don't get excited about it until I know it's going to go or not. There was a time when I used to get way overexcited, and then I would be very disappointed.
How many writers on the show? Do you just turn up and do it, or do you put the Mikhail gloss?
I rewrite the script the night before, so it sounds okay coming out of my mouth. And we all write it together in a room on Thursday. Our executive producer writes it all out the night before, but on Thursday was when we really hammer out each word to make sure that it's okay. And then when we get to the taping, then there's a lot of improvising and fooling around, but the writers are tremendously good writers. I'm so happy that none of them have left.
The E! Channel would be down the rung of being able to pay writers, I imagine, so you could get them poached.
Yes. Please don't tell the writers, or they will be, they'll find out and then they'll leave.
Joel, I love your timing. You've got great timing on the show. I'm just wondering, do you do the thing pretty much as live, or is there snippy snappy editing in there?
We try to do it as live as possible. If something screws up technically, there's nothing we can do. Or if a punchline bombs, we stop and we go back.
Because you haven't really got a live audience. It's just the crew laughing, isn't it?
No, it's about 80 people.
Really?
60 to 80
people.
Wow,
okay. Because they're mic'd distantly. I thought they were the crew.
If we mic'd the whole audience, it would be a whole other show. it really helps me because I love having the live audience there, but we don't totally mic them. But they're about 60 to 80.
You've got people to do and things to do as well. I always like to get advice from someone who sees the pop trash come and go. When we're watching something, I mean, they don't have writers anymore. They have editors for reality shows. Mm-hmm. What should we be aware of when we're watching these reality shows? What should we be looking for? What's the signifier, Joel?
The thing you should look at when you're watching reality shows is to figure out why you're here at this point in your life. And then go do something productive.
Mm. Perhaps read a book.
Perhaps, but there's a lot of crappy books.
Joel, thanks a lot. Have a great time in Australia, and please come back again.
I want to badly and spend more than 5 days here.
And bring your hot wife.
You bet I will.
And I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Yeah.
On maynard.com.au. Hey, you!